It is 2:13.
You didn't say funniest thing. You said best
Sports
thing.
Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM. The Ticket, live from Ticket Stock 2015 at the Irving Convention Center. Just had Barry Church here on stage, and he's out there signing autographs. Have a really good crowd out here. On this round table, we have Craig Miller.
Yay.
George Dunham.
Hey.
And Bob Stern.
Yeah.
Is this it?
Bob.
This is the whole.
That's it. That's four.
Yep.
That's enough. Missing.
This is a strong, strong round table. Oh, now, before we get into a little sport talk, I do want to mention that last night, Time Wasters. I hope you guys didn't miss it. We have a good time. We had a good time last night. But the performance of Junior Miller was Jordan-esque.
It was. It really was.
It was just like, I don't know, what year was that,
Brown,
Bob?
We had to
was
like
that
hold 90?
Game five of the 97 finals.
97 finals when Pippen had to carry Jordan to the sidelines because he had the flu. He was sick. We had to put Junior at the end of the set. But, man, what a performance, Junes.
Just collapsed in her arm.
Yeah.
Donovan, thank you. P1s, thank you.
No one was really applauding.
Yeah, you know, when I was rehearsing my lyrics because I hadn't really learned them until about an hour before the show, I went through the song about twice, and I almost passed out, and so I was worried if I would be able to make it on stage. But despite a fever of, I think it was about 106.
Wow.
Man.
Oh, man. I persevered and got through it. But as soon as I walked off the stage, I mean, I was pouring sweat. Just drenched.
Well, it probably didn't help that you had the leather on. You were kind of wrapped like
help.
A baked potato.
And I just made a beeline for the car and made a beeline for the bed and slept for 11 straight hours.
That's hot.
Which was, great. Man. And then I waterboarded myself again this morning in the shower.
That's good.
And, now
what does that involve?
That's, you didn't hear this last
night.
Sorry. Instead of the neti pot, I don't have a neti pot.
Uh-huh.
So yesterday I got in the shower and I leaned way back and pointed the spout directly down my nostrils and then let the water run through my nostrils down my throat until I started gagging.
Oh, okay.
Man.
And then halfway through doing that, I thought, wow, I'm waterboarding myself. And today I tried it again, but I just gave. I started telling all the secrets I knew. I couldn't put up with it anymore.
Why would you do something like that?
Because they say that clearing out your sinuses, if you flush your sinuses, that really helps. Gets rid of that bacteria.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
The neti pot is
big.
Medieval.
Yeah. Hey, my mom, she used to make us, I've told Junior this before, she used to make us sniff salt water. Which is basically the same thing as the neti pot, basically.
Mm-hmm. Instead of having that apparatus. Like cocaine?
Yes. She'd have a bowl of salt water, and she would make you sniff it. And it was awful. It was like you're being waterboarded as a child. You didn't understand it. It did make you feel better, though. Which is basically, you ever seen the neti pot at...
I've seen the neti pot, yeah. But
it's like a bowl thing that you just squeeze in your nose?
Yeah, I've just never been... good at putting stuff in my nose. It's not happening.
It's not great.
Except for my finger. There's nothing else going up there. That's
I never
it.
Could do. I couldn't put things in my eyes. The contacts. I never could do that.
I've never put a pair of contacts on a day in my life.
Mm-mm. Yeah?
Can't do it.
Well, now, I think.
Dr. Booth.
No, I think.
Oh, I thought you were about to go into a live spot.
No, honestly, it was a weird deal because I definitely come from a family with bad eyeballs. And so. You would all get glasses like at 8.
Yeah.
And then you would start begging for contacts, and they would hold you off to, like, high school. And I don't know. I don't know why I felt like my kids would do the same thing, but my wife thinks it's ridiculous to just make them suffer like I suffered, you know? So my daughter went straight to contacts, like, in fifth grade.
Why not?
I don't know. It seemed weird to me. It seemed like, well, don't they have to be humiliated or whatever. You know, I don't know what it is, but she's never had glasses. She just pops contacts.
So at what age did you start? Eight years old?
No, I absolutely had to wait till, I think, ninth grade.
No, glasses.
Before my parents. Oh, glasses. Yeah, my glasses story is I learned in second or third grade that if you faked a headache, you might get sent home from school, and then you could chill out and watch cartoons or something.
Uh-huh.
And so I decided to go with a fake headache. And the teacher at that class said, you need to go see an eye doctor because that's what causes headaches. And so don't get a day off school, but now I come back the next day and I have glasses because my eyes were bad.
What about you, George? What age?
Which glasses. Totally sucked. I was
glasses
fine.
Glasses in high school. And it finally just set in with me, I cannot see the board. And then when I got my first pair of glasses, like, holy cow, this is what I've been missing. And so I wore them in high school, in college. And it is amazing that first day you wear them to school. It's like, whoa, what's up with you, four eyes? It's like, they're just glasses. I want to see.
What about you, Junes? What age glasses?
Still don't have them.
Really?
Yeah. About 10 years ago, I got some for nighttime driving just to make things a little sharper. And, like, if I go to a game, I'll sometimes wear them because that helps in the lighting. But
you're lucky.
Yeah, I haven't needed them, although I've just now noticed that I'm probably going to need readers pretty soon.
I had my glasses at 5.
Wow, really?
Five years old, dude.
That's awesome.
Eyeballs are horrible, and I've never put a pair of contacts on. And you want to talk about four eyes, dude. It was.
Did you get it handed to you?
And my head was the same size as it is right now when I was 5 years old. So imagine that with big Coke bottle glasses, and it was ridiculous. Careful.
So you had LASIK?
Yeah.
Okay. So how long did you go because you refused to? Oh, you just wore glasses until LASIK?
Yes.
Okay.
I've never had any contacts at all.
Okay. When did you have LASIK? What age?
99.
Okay.
I think Junior comes from good stock.
Yeah.
That's been my good theory. Hair, good eyes.
But your mom wore glasses, didn't you?
Yeah, both my parents wore glasses like before they were 10.
Just overall, though, it seems like you're not falling apart at the same rate as everyone else in this world.
Well, knock on wood.
Until the Regonk flu hit him.
You're taken down by Regonk flu.
You may be jinxing me, but...
I'm trying. That's a trait of jealousy.
Is TC patient zero in this thing?
Yes. We think so, yeah.
Yes, he's patient zero.
I mean, who would have thought?
I mean, yeah.
He's I know. We're taking him out and shot him.
Talk about the picture of health.
I mean, with all the vegetables and exercise, you would think nothing could take him down. That's weird.
His mom made him sniff red velvet cake mix.
I'm working on a study, guys. I don't know if you're comfortable with me segueing into the study I'm working on.
Go right ahead.
I certainly will back off.
No. It's about you, dude.
But I think it fits here really well. What do you guys think? Are we flirting with the overbearding of America?
Yeah, you know, I didn't really notice that America was going so heavily toward the beard until about a year ago. I remember doing this segment where it just dawned on me. I looked around and 90% of guys had either the 3 days growth going or the beard.
And I participate, and I also participated in the last era, which was the over goateeing of America about 10 years ago.
I did that too.
In fact, if you see any ticket photo, I swear 80% of us had goatees back then.
Gordo used to have one.
Mm-hmm. And I kind of regret it, but whatever.
Well, I have to.
All right, quick survey here. What, about 50% dudes' beards? 40% maybe?
Beard. Five out of six right there have beards.
It's probably about half.
Goatee, beard.
Now, I will tell you.
Wow, look at all those.
I know.
It's not a strategic move for me as much as it is I hated shaving, and this is a way.
Shaving sucks.
It's unbelievable. It's really awesome. I don't think I have shaved clean in 4 years.
That's amazing.
Like, you mow once a week and get rid of the homeless beard and get down to the 3 day growth again. It's so awesome. It's so superior to the blade world that my head deals with.
Yeah.
You got enough shaving to do.
I can't shave my face with a razor, and just with the clippers, I just hate it.
How often do you guys shave your head?
Twice a week for me.
Probably something like that.
Yeah.
But don't you? I started trying every day. I get tired of it.
Don't you miss the feeling of having a baby bottom smooth skin after a good close shave?
I just feel my bottom.
Or your head.
Huh.
I don't, Junior, but I do think there is some requirement for the bald guy to have some hair somewhere on their head.
Yeah.
So you don't look like Saroy?
It's just too Mr. Clean-ish.
Yeah.
And then if you want to be Mr. Clean, then you got to be all ripped and stuff. So you just need something to break up the really white color.
I want to try it, though. Just not, you know, leave my eyebrows, of course. But just no mustache, no beard, no anything.
Why eyebrows?
No, you got to have eyebrows.
You got to trim those anyway. Yeah.
So what led to...
Do you? I've never trimmed my eyebrows.
Got to, at least I do.
No.
If I don't, I look like Andy Rooney.
What about the old...
Yeah, I do that too.
What led to the overbearding of America?
Yeah, why did... Is it the hipster movement?
I don't... I don't know. I think the first wave, and the people that have had beards for 30 years, you don't count. But
okay.
I mean, they didn't change with the times, but there was a clear changing of the times where we went from goatee to clean shaven to beard as a society. And it's, I think it's this weird society thing that in an effort to be different, we're all exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so like the first wave of beards dipped their toe in the water, and then other people are like, oh, maybe this is how I can be different. But then everybody focuses on how to be different. They all end up in the exact same place. I don't know.
Now, do you shave your underarm hair?
Oh, you mow occasionally, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to, yeah.
It's hanging down to your waist.
Like,
you can put a perm on it or something to style it.
Hey, you don't want to get down. You don't want to get like overly hairy Rob Lowe.
Yes.
Dreads on.
Could you do dreads if you eventually grew it out?
Gross.
Under your arms, yeah. I don't think it'll get that big, but what about the old manscaping?
Yeah.
You got to mow.
You got to
do
that.
Mow, yeah. Yeah. Do you call someone to do it like your yard?
No. I
need some manscaping.
I wouldn't trust anyone else to do that.
That's just when you want to have the door locked. That's a...
Daddy, did you... What are you doing?
You're just in a vulnerable spot but you when know you have what? The clippers it's, out. And you're just kind
of, I know, but it's never a pretty stance or anything. I mean, you have to, you have to cut all over and down and try to get spots. And you really do have
gotta
to.
That's one clean thing. Up.
That's one thing. You have to be by yourself. You can't even allow anyone to see you doing that.
I do mine with a straight blade, and I'm so nervous. One slip, and it's over.
You're sharpening it before.
Yeah, you got
to. I put on a bandana, a samurai bandana, play some music.
You have to get gravity just right, or there's big problems.
Because, you just want to stay as perfectly still as possible, because you don't want to ruin anything.
Well, it's like shooting at a target. You have to hold your breath, so you're not breathing.
Right.
And if your arm gets tired, you have to sit down and kind of, all right,
right,
let's get this
right.
going.
You hear
let's
your own
going.
Heartbeat. It's so quiet.
It is 2:25. That was bearding and manscaping Yay. Talk here at Ticket Stock 2015. Up next, we have your another mom. Exciting roundtable, including my mom. Yes.
All right.